From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A deadly shooting attack today at an immigrant assistance center in Binghamton, New York. A gunman blocked the back door of the busy center with his car and entered through the front door while firing his weapon. In addition to the dead, a number of others in the center were wounded. The gunman then shot and killed himself. Here's Binghamton Police Chief Joseph Sikuski.
I'm not going to identify who we believe the shooter is. And there is some information that the shooter, if it is who we believe it is, borrowed a vehicle to attend a class there. Or it's at this point preliminary, he's no stranger to the Civic Association is all we have.
Joining us now from Binghamton is a reporter, Spencer Raymond of NPR member station WAER in Syracuse. Thanks for being with us, Spencer. We've been piecing this together all day long. Tell us what else you know about what took place in this building.
Well, what we learned at the press conferences, the police chief gave us a story of how the receptionist at the American Civic Association in Binghamton called 911 and saw the gunman open fire on people inside the building there. What the police are saying is the receptionist spoke with police for about an hour and a half on her way to the hospital, and again at the hospital. She describes that after shooting at her, turned and shot another woman in the reception area, and then walked down a hall towards where classes were being held inside this building. Police were then worried when they arrived what they might find when they went down that hall. It turned out that's where they found most of the victims as well as the shooter's body.
What are local authorities saying about the gunman beyond what we just heard from the police chief?
Police are saying that he was no stranger to the Civic Center. They wouldn't go anything beyond that. He didn't say anything when he entered, and there's still no motive as to why the gunman would do this.
And what more do we know about the wounded?
There's four wounded confirmed, one of them being the receptionist. They're all in critical condition at local hospitals.
This building, this center, is right in Binghamton. It's near homes and businesses. A high school is nearby. What was the reaction while all this was happening?
No one really knew what was happening at first. People I spoke with were surprised just by the sheer amount of police cars they told me they saw going by outside their businesses, and that's when they decided to go have a look for themselves of what was going on. We're learning now more also who was inside the Civic Center. It's immigrants, and the Civic Center is there to give them English classes, civic lessons, to help immigrants with family services, things like that. Police tell me that when people were being rescued, brought out of the building, they were not all able to speak English, but still able to understand the directions the police were giving them.
This initial call to the police came in very early in the day, but this situation played out for several hours. Do police explain why it took so long to finally bring this to a close?
You know, they haven't, and what they do say is that at about 10:32 was when the initial call came in, and they responded soon after that. The police chief told me that no shots were fired once police arrived on scene. So you're right. It does sound like it took them a little while to settle things down and to figure out what was going on. But again, no shots were fired after police arrived, so there's no indication that the gunmen knew the police were there or had any interaction with the police at all.
Thank you, Spencer.
All right, thank you.
That's Spencer Raymond of member station WAER in Syracuse. He was speaking to us from Binghamton, New York.